As I mentioned earlier, the GPS signal is a spread spectrum signal. All weather performance is necessary. It needs to be able to be corrected for ionospheric delay. So therefore, a dual frequency transmission is needed. And of course, this is similar to the transit system. A high frequency is required, as we've discussed earlier. And the GPS signal needs to be secure from jamming and multipath and interference. That means that we're talking about a spread spectrum signal, a bandwidth that's wider than is needed. And this wide band allows for this pseudo-random noise code that we've discussed to be impressed onto it.